Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You loud and clear. You love the WNBA and want more analysis and insight on your favorite players.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
This
I'm your
is
girl,
the home of your Rangers, Cowboys, and Major
Jordan
College
Robinson.
Football. We are
all
DFW Sports Station, 105.3, The Fan, KRLDFM and HD1, Dallas, Fort Worth. Always live on the free Odyssey app. An Odyssey station. The following program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLDFM or Odyssey.
Hello, I'm Kevin Miller. Let me tell you about TexasLending.com.
We loan everywhere, man.
No, no, cut.
We loan everywhere, man.
No.
That's because
whoa,
we can.
Whoa, whoa.
What?
You said you could sing.
That was good.
That's blood curdling. Kevin, you better stick to mortgage lending and let me do the singing.
We loan in Dallas, Fort Worth, Frisco, Flower Mound, Bedford, Burleson, Bartonville, Blue Mound, North Lake, South Lake, West Lake, Louisville, Gainesville, Glen Road, Bladewater, Colleyville, Poetry, Paradise, Plano, Red Oak, Rowlett, Rockwall, Roanoke, no joke.
We're TexasLending.com. We're a different kind of mortgage company. Call us at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or see us at 4100 Alpha Road, Dallas, 75244.
We loan in Grapevine, Green Hill, Granbury, Grandview, Hillsboro, Whitesboro, Winsboro, Valley View, Coffin, Kelder, Corsicana, Kennedale, Cedar Hill, Spring Hill, Saginaw, Sunnyvale.
We're TexasLending.com. We loan everywhere.
Call 972-387-4600. License 137-773. Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another Saturday morning of blissful mortgage talk, the thing you wait for all week as you're going to work, driving your kids around, maybe going out with your friends, maybe you're just anticipating this show. This is what we're here for, to talk about your mortgage, whether you're trying to buy, refinance, get a home equity loan. This year, TexasLending.com wants to help. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com, and I want to share with you all the things you're going to need to know when it comes to buying, refinancing, getting cash out of your house. Maybe you're thinking of a VA loan. Maybe it's an FHA loan. Maybe you want a USDA loan. You're out in a rural area and you're looking for a zero-down loan. Maybe you're a first-time home buyer. This show is for you. You can start texting now at 972-387-4600. Text your questions in. I'll answer them for you here on the show. Get you going on the right path before you have to start stressing about your mortgage with a loan officer or some online portal. Get your questions answered here. Get going in the right direction, and then make that process a lot smoother. So start now with that text, 972-387-4600. Many of you are out there busy doing things. You don't really know where mortgage rates are. You don't really know what's happening in the mortgage world. It has been an interesting time in the mortgage world. This is the last year. Refinances have dropped over 95% in this country. So, you know, since those rates are at 2.5%, and now you have rates between 6 and 7% for many people, you're seeing the refinances have gone away. And the home purchase market nationwide has been down about 35 to 40% on the mortgage application side. Luckily, we're at DFW. Homes are still going, and home values are still solid, and people are still in a good real estate market. So let's keep that going and start with getting pre-approved with TexasLending.com. How do you get pre-approved? How do you know what you can qualify for? Where do you start? You can start by texting, and here's what you want to text if you're trying to buy a home. Text me your current yearly income, your current credit score, and your expected down payment. I'll give you about how much home you might be able to qualify for. And it's just a cursory idea, range. And so you can say, okay, this is about what I should be thinking about. If that makes sense to you, then call a loan officer and get going on a mortgage application. But now we're just kind of discussing what kind of things you need to be thinking about in terms of, you know, what you might be able to qualify for. Maybe you don't have that solid W-2 income. You're getting paid differently. Make sure you text me your questions at 972-387-4600. The news is that credit card usage is at an all-time high. At least the credit card debt is at an all-time high in this country. Maybe you need to consolidate those debts to lower payments with a lower interest rate. Maybe you're looking at a home equity line of credit. Well, TexasLending.com can help you with that. Home equity lines of credit or home equity loans. Maybe you want a lower rate than a home equity line of credit. A home equity loan might be able to help you. So if you're trying to get one of those loans, you're not sure what to do, text me the following information. Text me at 972-387-4600, the current value of your home, and the amount you currently owe on your home. And also text me your current credit score and your current interest rate. If you do that, your current credit score, your current interest rate, how much you owe on your home, and the value of your home, I'll be able to give you about how much idea, how much cash you might be able to get out of your home to consolidate debts and do other things. It is at that time when you get those questions answered that the ideas start flowing and you start being able to get more creative and you can start moving again, getting back on track, getting your finances in order. So get that going right now. I'll be happy to answer your questions. Let's get going with some of the questions that you already have going this morning. And here's one right here. What are the requirements for a USDA loan? And in what applications is a USDA loan appropriate? Are there any advantages or disadvantages to a USDA loan? That's Joshua in Terrell, Texas. All right, Joshua, here's the deal. The requirements for USDA are you need to be in a USDA qualified area. If you go to the USDA website, you can type in your zip code. It'll tell you whether your zip code qualifies for USDA loans. What are USDA loans? Most of you think of USDA as a way of grading beef or meat. USDA is primarily in those areas where you're going to see cattle, and it's going to be in those areas of those rural types where, you know, people out there, the USDA wants to help them, and they want to help them with zero down loans. So you need to be in a USDA qualified area. So go to the USDA website, and you can start looking at your options for buying a house. You might be able to get that zero down loan that you're looking for. So what are the qualifications, though? You have to be able to document that you cannot qualify for a conventional loan. Conventional loan down payments are 3%. If you have the down payment in your bank, then you qualify for a conventional loan. You do not qualify for USDA. If you have the down payment and qualify for conventional, you don't qualify for a zero down USDA loan. If you don't have the down payment and you can't document that you have the ability to put a down payment for conventional, you might qualify for USDA. There are also going to be income requirements or income restrictions. So if you go into housing assistance and on the USDA website, you can start taking a look and find out what your options are there. All kinds of information on the USDA website there. What are the benefits? Well, it's that zero down loan. There is some insurance that goes to the USDA, to the government, that goes along with your mortgage payment. And it's, you know, you have different kinds of government loans. You have the USDA, of course, the FHA, which is HUD, and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD has their own insurance. So you're going to pay mortgage insurance to HUD on an FHA loan. You're going to pay insurance to the USDA on a USDA loan. You're going to pay a funding fee to the VA on a VA loan. So each one of those departments have different insurance that you're going to pay to the government. And so USDA is just another government loan, and the USDA is there as an option for you. So you can start looking on that website, and you can take a look into that and see if you qualify. And TexasLending.com will be happy to help you with that USDA loan when you're ready to go. Okay, next question. Curious what I can afford. Income is $120,000, credit score 800, down payment 15,000. Let's listen to this again. Person makes $120,000 a year. They have a credit score of 800, and they have a down payment of 15,000. I think the limiting factor there is the down payment of 15,000. If you are trying to get 3% down on a mortgage on a first-time home buyer, then $15,000 would be your down payment on a $500,000 loan. If you want to put 5% down, you're only going to be able to qualify for a $300,000 loan. So, you know, you have different options there. That first-time home buyer option for conventional lenders or for conventional loans. If you're trying to get into a mortgage and you're a first-time buyer, there are 3% down first-time home buyer loans. So that's all you need out for down payment. There's also closing costs and some other things you got to consider. But if you have $15,000 down, like I said, that's either 5% down in a $300,000 loan or 3% down in a $500,000 loan. With your income of $120,000, there's also some limiting factor there. With you making $10,000 a month, you're probably going to be able to afford a mortgage somewhere around $3,300. Based solely on your income there. We don't know the rest of your debts. We don't know your car payments or your other debts. But if you're making 10 grand a month, then $3,300 a month would be a ballpark of what you might be able to qualify for in a mortgage, give or take. And a $3,300 payment is going to be having a mortgage somewhere around, call it $370,000, $380,000. It might go up to $400,000. These different loans have different payments. FHA, for example, even with your $120,000 of income and your 800 credit score, FHA might be a better loan for you. FHA has lower rates than conventional right now. FHA has lower mortgage insurance in many aspects than conventional loans. So if FHA mortgage insurance is less and their rates are less on a $400,000 loan, FHA might be the option for you that you want to look into. So that's going to give you some idea of what your range is. There's no specific amount. It's going to depend on the rest of your debts, some other particulars, the taxes on the property, the homeowner's insurance. When this all comes together, you're probably going to qualify somewhere between $370,000 and $400,000, and it just depends on where the rates are when you go to lock it. If you're trying to buy a home, it might take months. Some of you have to sell a house before you can go buy a house. Some of you need to build a house before you close on it. That might take 6 months. Some of you are ready to go right now and you can get with a realtor. Well, let's get you pre-approved with TexasLending.com right now at 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Let's get you pre-approved there or go online and apply at TexasLending.com. It's a free pre-approval. When you call us, there's no obligation. We'll take an application, tell you if you qualify, tell you what, if you don't qualify, we'll tell you what you need to do to qualify. If you qualify but you're not qualifying for the amount of home you're looking for, or maybe your credit score is low and you want to get it higher, we'll give you some ideas there. You can start right now at 972-387-4600 or online at TexasLending.com. So those are two great questions to start. Get your questions in now. If you're trying to buy a home, remember, send me your current income, your credit score, and your down payment. I'll tell you about how much home you might be able to qualify for, give you some ideas. You also have that home equity loan option or that home equity line of credit option. We do both lines of credit and home equity loans. So a great place for you, TexasLending.com. Start now, 972-387-4600. Okay, so you can start going there, and we have other questions we want to get to now, so let's get there, and here's one right now. Why do listing agents not like FHA loans? A listing agent is a real estate agent, so This is a person just saying, why don't listing agents like FHA loans? Well, I wouldn't say that all listing agents don't like FHA loans. And the listing agent is the person that's listing the home for sale. So there's buyer's agents. Any real estate agent who has a buyer and they want to get an FHA loan, they're going to take them around. They say, yeah, let's go get an FHA loan on this house. The listing agents are the ones that this is referring to here. And I can't speak for all the realtors, but I can say that one of the reasons historically that listing agents would prefer not have to deal with the FHA loan is FHA appraisals are more particular than conventional appraisers. The appraisals on FHA have more restrictions. The federal government, who's insuring these loans, has more restrictions on the things that are required on a home or around a home, the survey of the property, termite inspections, all these different things over the years have created different ideas in realtors' minds of the complexity of trying to get an FHA loan done. Now, different realtors are going to have different levels of acceptance, and different realtors are going to have different experiences. Not every FHA realtors, not every realtor's had an experience with FHA, which has been difficult. So some of them go through really smoothly. It depends on the home that's trying to be sold. These kind of things come into play. But just know that FHA loans are being done every day, and realtors, both listing agents and buyer's agents, love them in many cases, and in most cases. And also you have builders also doing FHA loans, or FHA building homes for FHA as well. So there's all different kinds of, I mean, there's restrictions on condos associations, so many things that come into play on these appraisals. And I can tell you this, every year the regulations get more and more layered. And so every year there are more and more and more regulations. And so just know that those kind of things are going on. Okay. Let's take a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to start getting back to more of your questions. So get your questions in now. You're trying to get that cash out of your home. You want to get that home equity loan. Maybe your credit card rates are high. You want to look at the options. You're not sure whether it's a home equity loan, a first lien, or second lien home equity line of credit. Get your question in 972-387-4600. I want to help you get going on the right path. Otherwise, go online and apply with TexasLending.com right now. We're coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan.
Let me give you an average situation we see these days on a home equity loan in Texas. Many people have a home worth $400,000, and they only owe $100,000 in that home. But they have debts mounting. They're being pinched by inflation. You know what? A lot of people are coming to us for a cash-out refinance. They're still leaving at least 40% equity in their home, leaving a lot of equity and lower debt payment. Go online to TexasLending.com right now.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas 77042, NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Sunnyland Outdoor Living invites you to make a difference in the lives of others by giving blood. The Carter Blood Care Bus will be outside Sunnyland today from 11 to 3. Donate and enjoy delicious treats cooked on the Big Green Egg. Sunnyland Frisco, off 121 south of Stonebriar Center.
This is Colby, owner of Colbert Garage Door. Amatolo, call us today for our $50 garage door tune-up special. 469-909-0956 or visit ColbertGarageDoor.com.
RJ Chopper here for my good friends over at Zerez, the best carpet cleaner in DFW. Why would you get your carpet cleaned anywhere else? Well, you wouldn't. First of all, when you go somewhere else, you're not actually getting your carpet clean. You can't put that many chemicals and detergents and soaps in the carpet and actually call it clean. Zerez doesn't do that. They don't use detergents. They don't use chemicals. They don't use soaps. What they do use is the RJ Chopper Fan Special, which I personally love the name of that. Anyway, four rooms pre-treated, clean, and sanitized for $99, and as an extra special bonus, you get 25% off all additional services at Zerez. You're going to want to get your carpet cleaned every single year. I do carpet and tile every year, doing hardwoods and upholstery this year for the first time. Cannot wait to see how that is. And of course, you can always get your ventilation system in your home swept out with the clean air special from Zerez. But got to get the RJ Choppy Fan Special every year. 214-37-CLEAN. 214-37-CLEAN. 3-7-CLEAN. 214-372-5326 or ZeroResDallas.com. 12 backwards or forwards. It spells the same at Zero Res.
School is out. Let's start summer with a blast. The Texas Rangers invite you to an action-packed June at the ballpark that starts with a weekend showdown against Julio Rodriguez and the Seattle Mariners. This three-game series against the Rangers' division rivals starts Friday night, June 2nd, the first of 18 home games in June. Join us and get loud because summer is fun again. Tickets at Rangers.com.
Diamonds Direct takes our most popular offer ever up to the next level. Now, for a limited time, you can make any purchase and take advantage of special financing for up to 5 years or get $5,000 off. Get the lowest possible monthly payment or get a generous cash credit. It's all about giving you more. Design the ring of your dreams with our most flexible finance options and best savings ever offered. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Get details and more at DiamondsDirect.com. On approved credit.
We're back in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller. Make sure you get in touch with me now at 972-387-4600. You can text me. I'll be happy to answer your questions for you. Make sure you go to your certain websites if you want to find out more about your certain loans, and TexasSunny.com will be happy to help you get financing for those loans. We have a lot of questions coming in. Get yours in now or call a loan officer at 972-387-4600 or go online to TexasLending.com. Next question for us here is, we're getting right into it, and I appreciate all the questions so we can get more people educated and get you ideas. You know, getting a mortgage, there's no obligation to getting information on a mortgage, right? So this is an informational show, and once you're ready to go and you want to think about getting a mortgage, TexasLending.com is here to help. And we've been doing it for over 22 years here in Dallas-Fort Worth. I want to consolidate my wife's credit cards. I owe $160,000 on my home, and it's worth $390,000. In Kaufman County, my interest rate is 1.9%. What are my options? So they want to consolidate. They want to consolidate their credit cards, and they're at 1.9%. So if you try to get a conventional first lien home equity loan, a cash out refinance, we call them, you're going to probably find a rate between 6 and 7% in many cases. It could be higher, could be lower. Right now, majority are between 6 and 7% on those. Many of them are up on the high end there, 6 to 6.75, 7%, maybe a little bit higher, because rates came up recently. Okay, so they want to consolidate these credit cards. Do you want to go from 1.9% to 7%, 6.8%? Probably not, right? You don't want to do that. But maybe your credit cards are at 20%. Maybe they're at 25%. And maybe you have $40,000, $50,000 of credit cards, or who knows how many there are. Look at the home equity line of credit. What does that do? It's an option where you can keep your 1.9% interest rate intact on your first lien. And then you can get a second loan on the house. It's a second loan, otherwise called a second lien. Your 1.9% remains in first position. What does that mean? Let's say something bad happened to you and you weren't able to pay for the mortgage, and the lenders had to come and foreclose on a property for some reason. You stopped paying, you were incapacitated, who knows. The first lien lender would get paid first. So first lien means who gets paid first in case something bad happens. So your 1.9% is your first lien. Your second lien would be your home equity line of credit. Your home equity line of credit, those rates move all over the place depending on how much money you're trying to borrow, your credit score, what is your current, if the money you're borrowing from your house pushes the liens that you owe in the house to a high level, like up to 80%, then you're going to be potentially having a higher rate on the second lien. So think second liens between 7 and 11%. Think about those kind of rates when you're thinking about home equity line of credit. Is that better than credit card rates? Possibly, yes, especially if credit cards are at 20% to 25%. I think it's worth it. I think it's a great idea for you to look at it, see if it makes sense. It's a free call, free pre-approval. We'll take a look and see if we can get it done. We don't know how much you're needing to borrow, but you have equity in your house. It can be used to consolidate those debts, debt payments. Consolidate the debt payments. Your debt will still be there. It'll just be in the form of a home equity line of credit instead of a credit card, and it'll be at a lower rate. So hopefully it's a lower rate. I mean, hopefully you're taking credit cards of 25% and getting those things to rates under 10%. That'd be a great option for you. So get in touch with us today, 972-387-4600. You can also text me there right now. Next question. I hope you don't mind me getting to all these questions. There's a lot of things going on in the world, and there's enough programs to find out what's going on in the rest of the world out there. If I do talk about economics, how I do talk about the economy, it's usually related to how it can affect your mortgages. And so there's a lot of that stuff to get to. We can talk a little bit about that. But, you know, from my viewpoint, I'm just going to say this. I've been watching and reading news for a long time, and I've been watching and reading financial news for a long time. When I used to have a crystal ball in the world, I used to have an idea when things made sense. A lot of things don't make sense right now. A lot of things in the world don't make sense financially, and the amount of debt that all the governments are holding, the interest rates that we have dealing with right now with the government debt. A lot of this stuff doesn't make any sense. It's hard for me to figure out what's going to happen next because it seems in this economy, we're all just waiting for the government to do something. So it's hard to determine what's going to happen next. But, you know, there's a lot of people who have been watching news for a long time and they have different ideas about it. Regarding you and your home loan, just know this. Rates for the last year have been hovering between about 5.5% and about 7.5%. Probably right there in the middle most of the time. 6.5%, give or take 1%, is where most rates are being found on mortgages. You might be able to find one of those mortgages right now. And you hear all these commercials. I've been watching. You always got to watch these Rocket folks. They're very slick. The Rocket folks, they're great at marketing. And you got to watch those guys because they take things that every other mortgage company is doing, that every mortgage company is doing every day, and they make it sound like it's some kind of special program. For example, the 2-1 buy down on a mortgage has been around for decades upon decades. The 2-1 buy down, and they call that the inflation buster. Okay, the inflation buster. They give it a name. It's like taking sugar water and giving it a name like the drink of the next generation, right? So you have, it's all marketing, right? So the 2-1 buy down can be done by any mortgage company out there. Typically, when mortgage companies give a fancy name to a standard commodity product, they're going to overcharge you for it because it sounds like they have something special. There's a current mortgage commercial run by the same folks. They're talking about how they can offer $10,000 towards your closing cost. Every mortgage company has options for you to raise your rate. You can increase your rate 1% and you can, or 0.5%, and you can, mortgage companies may be able to help you cover some closing costs on mortgages by increasing your interest rate. By increasing your rate, the mortgage company is going to make more. And they can apply some of that savings towards your closing cost. They can apply some of that money towards your closing cost. Again, same things every mortgage company can do. They're hitting your nerve, and you're thinking there's something special there. Every mortgage company can do these things. So get it for less with a company local. Get it for less with a company that's going to be able to help you without having a fancy name for it. TexasLending.com is here to help. 972-387-4600. Okay. Next question. Next text. First-time homebuyer. 680 credit score. Right there on the cusp of, you know, having great interest rates versus higher rates. If you can get above 680 credit score, folks, if you can get your credit scores above 680, you're going to find your interest rates are much better. Then when you get below 680, you can start to see a cascading of higher rates in many of the different mortgage programs. So 680 is a good number to think of. Higher than 680, great rates. Lower than 680, damage starts coming in and different loan programs. This person makes $87,000 a year, so they make about $7,250 a month. So that's $7,250 a month, $87,000 of income. They want to know about how much they need to save up to put down in a home, and that will benefit them. What are they looking at? They have a car payment and the Best Buy credit card with a $1,000 limit. So, you know, they got that car payment. They make 80 cents. So they make $7,250 a month. So we need to take a look at one-third of your monthly income as the starting point for a mortgage. So one-third of $7,250 is about $2,600 a month. About $2,600 a month. So it's a little bit less than that. So it's not $2,600. It's about $2,400 a month. My apologies. $2,400 a month. And I'm just doing head math here. So $2,400 a month is what you're looking for on a mortgage. We got to see what your car payment is to make sure the rest of it falls in line. It sounds like it should with your credit card and your car. If you, we don't know what your credit score, it says 680 credit score. We don't know what your down payment is. But 3% down is the minimum down payment for a first-time home buyer. I'm going to say that again. 3% down is the minimum down for a first-time home buyer unless you get down payment assistance. So this $2,400 a month, you're probably looking at a mortgage around $280,000 in that ballpark, $280,000, $270,000 to $300,000, depending on whether you get an FHA loan. And I can tell you this. Your credit score of 680, you're probably going to be best fitted into an FHA loan. An FHA loan is going to be great for your current credit score because your interest rate on a 680 score is going to be better on FHA than it is on a conventional loan. FHA does require 3.5% down. So 3.5% out of pocket, okay, out of pocket minimum. And you might be able to have your TexasLending.com might be able to help you with some closing costs by having a little bit higher rate. TexasLending.com might be able to help you with a 2-1 buy down where your interest rate starts lower and then fixes in at a higher rate over time. These are all options for you that you might qualify for, and we'll be happy to take a look for you. And see if you can get the home that you're looking for. And it depends on your rate. You know, these FHA rates are a lot better, and the insurance can be a lot better than conventional loans. So you might qualify. We need to take a break right now. And when we come back, we'll get to more of your questions. Make sure you get them in now or call a loan officer at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. And we will come back and answer more of your questions here on 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, Mary, is that a new phone?
Yeah, just upgraded at T-Mobile. Their new Go 5G Plus plan gives me the same great phone deals as new customers.
I am so jealous. AT&T's got me locked into a 3-year device contract, and my phone is locked to their network, too.
Ooh, that's a long time.
3 years! That's like the length of 2.5 relationships.
It's time to ditch AT&T. Bring your locked phone, and T-Mobile will pay it off, and they'll give you a new 5G phone for free.
Boom! You hear that, AT&T? That won't
work. Introducing the Easy Unlock. Bring your AT&T locked phone, trade it in, and T-Mobile will pay it off up to $650 and give you one of the latest 5G smartphones for free. Plus, next time, you're ready for an upgrade a whole year earlier. Free your phone now at T-Mobile.
Pay off via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified, plus tax and device connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due. See T-Mobile.com.
With your debts rising and your debt payments rising, now is a great time to call TexasLending.com for a cash-out refinance. At TexasLending.com, we can help you with Texas cash-out refinance experts save money on your monthly debts by lowering the interest rates you're currently paying on your other debts to a low interest rate mortgage. Call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply, TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas 77042, NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
There are things in life you just don't do. You don't buy sushi from a gas station, you don't walk behind a cow when its tail is up, and you don't buy your office furniture from a department store. There's a lot of truth in the saying, jack of all trades, master of none. And that is why Dallas Desk is so amazing. For the past 36 years, their sole focus has been on creating office workspaces, and nobody does it better. The Stein family and their team are office furniture specialists. They're up to date on the latest office design trends like electric stand-up desks, raised monitors, and isolation solutions retrofitted to your office. They can supercharge your workspace. They know every office is unique. Every budget is different, so they provide new and gently used office furniture solutions. From formal to rustic, they have it all. Find them online at DallasDesk.com and visit the Stein family and their awesome staff on Midway Road in Addison. Tell Dallas Desk what you do and they'll do the rest.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch? Every day, from lunch to late night. Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
The countdown is on. This June, Twin Peaks girls from around the nation will be traveling to Nashville, Tennessee to compete for the title of Miss Twin Peaks 2023. Stop into your local Twin Peaks and catch all of the action live on June 20th. The show starts at 7:30 p.m.
Hi, I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Many people are sitting on a nice 2.5% interest rate in their mortgage, and things are good. But other people have debts. And if you're one of those people with debts, call TexasLending.com for a home equity cash out refinance. It might benefit you. Call for a free quote at TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, or go online today, TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas 77042, NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Get DFW security with alarm monitoring starting at $15.95 a month, or upgrade and get better protection and more features like cameras and an app for about the same as you're probably already paying. Check it out today at DFWsecurity.com.
DFWsecurity.com.
If you turn it on and leave it on the fan, you know we're DFW's sports leader on insight and original content all day long. No need to go back and search for it. We send it to you.
Email.
Sign up for our fan newsletter today at 1053thefan.com. Proudly presented by Bosch Power Tools.
Welcome back to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We have questions coming in by text at 972-387-4600. You know, I've been running TexasLending.com for a long time, and the world has changed so much. The rise in interest rates has affected the mortgage business a lot. Back in the day, mortgage loan officers used to really, really get after it. And it used to be really easy to become a loan officer. It used to be quite simple to get a mortgage loan officer license and then come in and get trained and start doing mortgages. It's quite a process now. It can take you months upon months to get a mortgage license. And you got to spend a bunch of money to get licensed to do it. If you are a person who's interested in doing mortgages, or you're in the business and you're in one of these situations where there's just not business coming in, TexasLending.com is getting all kinds of business in the door right now. And we're actually looking for loan officers. Many of the loan officers made a lot of money during COVID. And I would have to say that many of the loan officers got a little bit, when making all that money, I would say There's different things going on in loan officers' minds these days. But I can tell you this. If you're a loan officer that wants to work and you're a person who would like to make it a six-figure income or more, mortgages are still an option for you. And TexasLending.com would love to hear from you at 972-387-4600. That's 972-387-4600. Okay, Chapter 7. This is a person who's got a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. For you, all of you who aren't familiar with Chapter 7, that's when you write off all your debts. And this person had one that they discharged in October of 2019. So that's 4 years ago. And they have reestablished credit, and they have a car loan and credit cards. Their current credit score is just below 700. And they owe about $150,000 on their home. So listen to this. They owe $150,000 on their home, and their home's worth $600,000. So there's a lot of equity there. It's nice to know that you have that equity for yourself. And they have two mortgages on the house. So they have a first loan and a second loan. A first mortgage and a second mortgage. We call those a first lien and a second lien. So if you're listening, that first lien is their primary mortgage. The second lien is a home equity line of credit. They already have a home equity line of credit on their house. This person says both of those loans are on adjustable rate mortgages. Well, as interest rates rise, adjustable rate mortgages rise. And so they say that their adjustable rate mortgage rates keep going up, and they're trying to figure out what they can do. The challenge is they make $45,000 of income, and they have $150,000 in mortgages. So what can they do? They want to know what they can get done. You can refinance a home equity line of credit and get more money, but it sounds like with your income, this is going to be a challenge. You may have an option of selling your house and buying another. You might have, this is, person says they're semi-retired. So they make $45,000 of income. So with that $45,000 of income, we have to fit in that mortgage payment. And one of your challenges on your house is worth $600,000. That means the taxes on their house, the taxes on this property are much more than what they're paying in their mortgage payment. You know, the taxes on this, the interest on this mortgage is much less than the taxes they're paying on the property. The house value is worth four times the amount they owe in their home. So they're paying all these taxes. You'll probably have homeowners insurance, which is rather high to insure a $600,000 home as well. So, you know, it all has to fit into that income that you have. Now, here's the other question. You say you make $45,000 of annual income, but if you're semi-retired, are you getting Social Security? If you're getting Social Security payments, you might be able to include that as part of your income. So if you're working a job making 45 grand a year, but you're getting some Social Security, you might be able to combine those two and qualify for maybe refinancing. I don't know what your first lien rate is. You have a first loan and a second loan. Get in touch with one of our loan officers at 972-387-4600. Take a look and see what your options are to refinance this all into one loan. If your rates are going up, you want to get those things fixed in. Take a look and see if you might be able to do something else on it. TexasLending.com is here to help. Call us today. Go online and apply. Appreciate your question. And now we're on the next one here. Here's the question. How does debt to income play a part in the mortgage process? So they own a home which they're renting out to a tenant. And they charge $2,400 in rent. And the mortgage is $1,400. So they're actually clearing $1,000 there. So the mortgage is $1,400. They charge $2,400. So this person is actually charging more for the rent than their current mortgage payment. The principal amount left on the home is about $98,000. Currently make about $80,000 a year after taxes. So they're probably making $100 to $120. 700 credit scores, and they have zero debt other than the home. So how much does debt-to-income ratio play a part in the mortgage process? It's a big part of the mortgage process. As a matter of fact, debt-to-income ratio is one of the prevailing requirements on all mortgage loans. It is one of the things that is very stern when it comes to getting a loan qualified for Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac on a conventional loan. FHA has some hardline debt-to-income ratio requirements. VA does as well. If you're well under the debt-to-income ratio, you don't hear about it much. But when you're bumping into the debt-to-income ratio limits on these loans, you'll hear about it. So the question was, how much does debt-to-income play in the mortgage process? It's not the amount of debt you have. It's the debt payment. It's the debt payment that you have compared to your income. So the debt to income payment ratio. So if your debt are $3,000 a month and your income is $10,000 a month, then you'd have a 30% debt to income ratio. And so let's take a look and see what we can do to help you. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We'll be happy to help you. All right. Here's one. What minimum credit score? How much money do you need to make to buy a home of $300,000? Minimum credit score to buy a house in Mesquite for homes that are $300,000. Okay. Let's look at this. A $300,000 house. There is no one payment, okay? Because some of you are better at shopping for homeowners insurance. Some of you are going to have higher homeowners insurance than others. Some of you are going to have a higher interest rate than others. Some of you are going to have a lower rate. Depends on your credit score and all these different things. But the minimum credit score, I would say that you want to... Credit scores can be done as low as 580 for many loan programs like FHA, VA, USDA. Your conventional loans are typically going to drop off at 620 credit scores, typically. 620 credit scores, you know what, 99% of your conventional loans are going to fall off at below 620. You're not going to get one. I like the idea of 620 credit score minimum because 620 credit score gives you an idea where you can look at FHA, conventional options. If you're in Mesquite, if you're in a subdivision, it sounds like it's not going to bring USDA into qualifying. And if you're a veteran, you might be able to get a VA loan. If you're not, let's look at conventional and FHA. FHA, 3.5% minimum out of pocket. Conventional, 3% minimum down payment on a first-time home buyer. On a $300,000 house, if you put your minimum down payment, you're probably looking at payments of $2,500 a month. Somewhere around $2,500. I'm trying to throw in taxes, that's property taxes, homeowner's insurance, your interest on your mortgage, and your principal on your mortgage. And so your mortgage payment, if you're paying escrows, that's your taxes and insurance, if you're paying those with your mortgage, probably around $2,500 a month on a $300,000 loan. To be safe, to be in a range, I don't know if it's safe or not because I don't know the rest of your debts, but give yourself the idea of making $7,500 a month. For a $300,000 mortgage, you're probably looking at $7,500 a month for the best chance of qualifying for that mortgage. You might be able to get by with a little bit less if you have a really good credit score, a bigger down payment. You might be able to qualify for more if you get a 2-1 buy down. FHA is probably going to get you the lowest payment. You might be able to qualify with a little bit less income on FHA. So that's your idea. Around 70, let's call it around, give or take, $7,500 a month, depending on what rate you qualify for. So find out what you qualify for by calling one of our loan officers. They'll get you a free quote of what you could qualify for with your current income. So, 972-387-4600, you can apply on our website. When I say apply, you're putting in your name, your phone number, contact information, email. We'll get back in touch with you right away and schedule some time with you so that one of our loan officers can get you pre-approved. So get that started today. We have to take another break. All the text lines are open. Get your questions in now. 972-387-4600. It's 972-387-4600. Text in now. I'll answer your question when we get back from this break on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
The 5th Annual Signature Event, produced by Artists and Musicians in Recovery, returns on Friday, June 9th at Unity of Dallas, 6525 Forest Lane. With music, art, and culture that is fun for the entire family, Signature is a one-of-a-kind event that celebrates artists and musicians in recovery.
Hi, I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Let's talk about cash-out refinancing. If your credit score is over 680, you're going to get a great rate. If your credit score is below 680, your rates are going to be a little bit higher. And you know what? There are still cash-out refinance loans with credit scores below 620. Call TexasLending.com to find out what your options are. Find out your benefits. Go online today, TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas, 77042. NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
As Texans, we know extreme weather conditions can strike at any time, leaving our homes vulnerable to damage and our families at risk. That's why the City of Dallas, through its Office of Environmental Quality and Sustainability, has launched WholeHomeDallas.com. It connects families needing essential weatherization and household upgrades to helpful resources and programs. These improvements may be available free or at a reduced cost, potentially decreasing energy bills and improving quality of life. Take climate action and visit WholeHomeDallas.com to learn more about keeping the cool in and summer heat out.
There are 5 costly mistakes home sellers make in DFW. Mistake 1 is sponsored by Orchard, the modern stress-free way to sell your home.
Beware of low-ball home buying services. You may feel pressured to take thousands less than your home is worth to know it will sell quickly. Forget trade-offs. Orchard not only lists your home for top dollar, they'll even guarantee it sells with an impressive guaranteed backup offer. Get the price you deserve and know when your old home will sell. Get a free, no-obligation cash offer at Orchard.com. Orchard.com.
According to the National Highway Traffic Administration, a car or truck accident occurs every minute of the day. The Law Office of Bailey & Gallion, the official law firm of the Texas Rangers, has been representing injured clients for over 40 years. We can help you get medical treatment with no upfront cost to you. Accidents happen, but when the wrongful actions of another person causes you harm, you have a right to seek full and fair compensation. You deserve aggressive, experienced, board-certified personal injury attorneys. Bailey & Gallion, the official law firm of the Texas Rangers, has offices throughout Dallas-Fort Worth and across the state for your convenience. Call Bailey and Gallion at 800-LAW-OFFICE. That's 800-LAW-OFFICE, or visit our website at thetexasattorney.com. Let Bailey and Gallion, the official law firm of the Texas Rangers, solve your legal puzzle. If you've been injured in an accident, call 800-LAW-OFFICE, 800-LAW-OFFICE, or thetexasattorney.com, thetexasattorney.com.
I'm Jeff Stewart with Reliant Air Conditioning. Why do some AC companies pay their service techs on commission? ABC News did a sting on AC companies. They rigged a house with a simple broken wire, and six different companies tried to sell a woman hundreds of dollars of phony repairs. Why does this happen? Well, when they're getting a 15% commission on the total bill, it just breeds dishonesty and huge repair bills. At Reliant Air Conditioning, we provide comfort to homeowners who don't want to be taken advantage of. Our techs don't work on commission, and we don't use shady sales tactics. If you need a new system, you can combine factory and utility rebates to save over $5,000 on a brand new system that can cut your electric bill in half for as little as $98 a month. So call two other companies first, and then call Reliant Air Conditioning, and you'll see how we've been gimmick-free since 83. Our number's 877-YOUR-HERO or ReliantAirConditioning.com.
Reliant Air Conditioning, call 877-YOUR-HERO.
We are back in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show, answering your questions about homeownership. Maybe you want a home equity loan. All the text lines are open at 972-387-4600. That means you can text right now, and we'll get right to your question. Right after this one here, we have one that came in. And make sure during the week, though, you get going. You can start today, man. Get your application in. Get your information in at TexasSunny.com so we can contact you. Start scheduling some time. We'll actually start texting you and saying, hey, what time is a good time to have a conversation? So we can put some time aside. You may not want to talk immediately, but you want us to have your information so we can start scheduling. We can do that by text, schedule those times and times to meet and to go over your stuff. So we want to look at it. We want to see how we can help you get qualified for that mortgage this summer. You want to have that home. People still have that desire to have their own home, have a yard, have a place to relax. And TexasSunny.com is here to help. Here's the question. Here's the information. I make $60,000 a year. For those of you driving around, that's $5,000 a month. Credit score is around 620, and it's going up. That's important to know. Because if you have a 620 and your score is going down, it's a lot more difficult to buy a home with credit scores that are dropping than credit scores that are rising. I want to put down $20,000. So what can I qualify for? And what would my monthly payment be if I'm expecting a high interest rate? So your interest rates are going to be differing. For every $120,000 of a mortgage, let's just say this. Let's say you have a $120,000 mortgage. The differential in payment on a $120,000 mortgage, if you're going to pay an extra 1% on $120,000, it's going to be an extra $100 a month. So a lot of you are out there, this person's making 60 grand. How much can they qualify for? A third of $50,000 or $5,000 a month is somewhere around $1,600 to $1,700 a month. So that's about the monthly payment you're going to be able to qualify for with your income. It's somewhere around $1,600 to $1,700 a month. Somewhere in there, okay? And so that's going to qualify you for about a $200,000 to $220,000 mortgage. So that mortgage is going to have taxes and insurance and all that. That should all be included in that payment. Now, this is not absolute. This is giving you a ballpark so you can start getting your ideas flowing. About how much home, $60,000 a year or $5,000 a month can qualify for. So you're going to put $20,000 down. You might be looking at that, 220, somewhere in there, 210, somewhere in there to safely qualify for the mortgage payment that you're looking for. Depends on the rest of your debts. FHA and your credit score is going to be the best option. You do not need to put down 20% on an FHA loan at 620 score. It's a minimum of 3.5% out of pocket for FHA. If you put 3.5% down or 5% down or 10% down, you're typically going to have the same payment on an FHA loan. Put the amount down you need to get the same rate. And the other thing you need to be thinking about is as your credit scores rise, you can get better rates on FHA. That is possible. So you don't need to put that big down payment. You can if you want to, but do know this. I do have to say this. If you do put 10% down on FHA, on some FHA loans, the mortgage insurance will go away over time. On many FHA loans, the mortgage insurance will not go away. Okay? On many FHA loans, if you're getting a 30-year FHA, the mortgage insurance won't go away over time on a 30-year FHA loan. But if you can put some down payment, 10% down, some FHA loans, the mortgage insurance will go away. But your payment will be best, and look at a 2-1 buy down potentially, especially if you have $20,000 to put down. You might be able to qualify for more now as your income is going up and as your credit's getting better. Those are good options for you. And I can just tell you that we just had 7 texts come in the last minute. And unfortunately, I only got 2 minutes left in the show. So I'll have to get back with you by text, hopefully get you some answers there and get you going. But I literally got 7 texts here in 1 minute. And so a lot of questions coming in right now. So who provides VA construction loans in DFW going to build in Collin County? It depends. If you're going to have you need to make sure that your builder is going to be able to build a VA loan, really. You need to find a builder that's going to do it. So who provides VA construction loans? You need to make sure you have all those things lined up there. On the VA construction, I have to do a little more research for you on doing that for you. I apologize for not having a better answer there. I'll have to look for more information on a VA construction loan. And there's another question I might be able to get to before the end of the show here. This one says, is there any other way to prove income other than W-2? This person's self-employed. So if you're self-employed, we need to look at your tax returns. Not only your corporate, your personal tax returns, but your corporate. We need to look at your business tax returns to make sure your business is making money, to make sure that you're going to be able to continue to have an income. So, yes, you are going to have to provide income. Other than W-2 with tax returns in that regard. I wish I could spend more time with all your questions, but we have run out of time. And so one person says that they're closing in 2 weeks on an FHA. Tells them to get a fixed rate. You can get a fixed rate. Is it better to get an adjustable rate mortgage? I would say get a fixed rate now. You can always refinance it later. And on FHA, you should be able to find rates in the fives. If someone's quoting you 7.2, that's a bad deal. You should be able to get a much better rate than that. I would call TexasLending.com today. Go online and apply. We had to get out of here. Everyone else, go online to TexasLending.com. We'll have to wait till next weekend to answer more of your questions. We'll see you next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Join us at Odyssey as we all do our one thing, together millions of things for our planet. Cut up six-pack rings and reduce your use of plastic to keep it out of waterways and oceans. When we each share our one thing, it becomes a million things for our planet. What's your one thing?
It will occur Saturday only. 12 exciting hours from 10 Saturday morning till 10 Saturday night only.
A special extended opening to give everyone in the area extra time to shop it.
The 12-hour sale at NFM and Grandscape.
It's one of the biggest single-day sales in their 86-year history.
Enjoy guaranteed low prices. The brands you trust at huge 12-hour sale savings you've got to see to believe.
Folks, it won't be a long, drawn-out affair.
Saturday at NFM, shop all furniture on sale. TVs starting at $96.
Over $1,000. $1,000 off SRP on select major appliances.
Seven frees on all carpet.
Free in-home measurement. Free take-up. Free Holloway.
Free basic furniture move. Free standard stair installation. Free standard installation.
Plus, for the first time ever, get free high-flight carpet pad on all carpet orders.
Why wait? Buy Saturday and save.
Plus, get all you need for your home now with 24-month financing available on qualifying purchases.
Minimum monthly payments required. 18% APR. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Saturday only. Special hours. 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. only.
The 12-hour sale at NFM and Grandscape.
Let me give you an average situation we see these days on a home equity loan in Texas. Many people have a home worth $400,000, and they only owe $100,000 in that home. But they have debts mounting. They're being pinched by inflation. You know what? A lot of people are coming to us for a cash-out refinance. They're still leaving at least 40% equity in their home, leaving a lot of equity and lower debt payment. Go online to TexasSunny.com right now.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas 77042, NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Nate Noon here with my boy, super lawyer, Josh Alexander from J. Alexander Law. Being a three-time world champion, I know what it takes to win the big game. When you're in a wreck, there's no case too big or small for J. Alexander's team. They can tackle it all.
Nate, I couldn't have said it better myself. We have the experience and resolve to get our clients the compensation they deserve. We fight hard for them all.
Call 972-534-8888. Visit severeinjurylawyers.com, Dallas, Texas.
The previous program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KROM or Odyssey.
In is about your picks, your trends, and your fades. Share your thoughts, predictions, and your best daily best bets with the Send It In community. Set your reminders, mark your calendar.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.